Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, that lion forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie.
Yes, sir. 202 on the fan. McGonagall here with you on this Friday morning. We made it. We are here. The weekend is upon us. The warm weather is coming. It was hot out there today, too. 888-808-1019. I got you for 3 hours till the warm-up show at 5 a.m. We got Fleegs on the other side and taking your calls right here on the fan. 888-808-1019 on this Friday morning. We'll get to the baseball as the New York Yankees sweep the season series against the Kansas City Royals, win another one-run, one-to-nothing game, the most in like 60 years, so since the 70s, for the franchise. Devin Williams with a nice, easy, clean ninth inning. The Mets with a victory, sweep the Nationals, but unfortunately, it does come with the injury to Kodai Senga. We'll get to that in a little bit, and the amazing Mets and how what would typically be a devastating injury for so many teams feels different for the New York Mets. We'll get to it. But still, a lot of talk every day now. We get new things every day from the New York Knicks coaching search, coaching saga. We've got a podcast to deal with, more stories about problems with Tibbs. And here's my overarching theme here that I'm really having a little bit of a tough time with, and maybe you guys can help me at 888-808-1019. The Knicks have been as dysfunctional a franchise as we have had in this city forever. I'm not even going to make the Jets joke anymore. We know what it's been for long under Dolan all these years. All the mistakes they've made, all the difficulties we've had with them, all the disasters, even now, even through this a little bit, it's still the idea of more dysfunction after 5 years of stability and the owner getting involved and this, that, and yet it still feels like, for whatever reason, and this is what's curious to me, because we are critical of so many teams around here and how they're run and what's going on, and because so many in the fan base, in the media, whatever, felt like moving on from Tibbs was something that was needed for this franchise to get to the next level, right? Even as we see the Indiana Pacers take a 2-1 lead, the idea they lost to Indiana back-to-back seasons, never mind the 50-win back-to-back seasons, but the way they lost, Tibbs' offense, Tibbs' bench minutes, and all the other stories. Now we're getting more stuff coming from the Knicks where, you know, players talked about They didn't scrimmage enough. They didn't work on end-of-game situations. Now, this is what's funny to me, and I'll be fair, too. I'll raise my hand. Obviously, Jalen Brunson knows a hell of a lot more than me, and we will get into the Jalen Brunson comments and the Josh Hart comments on their podcast about Tibbs, which is to say they didn't have much to say. But when asked what needs to change, not specifically because of Tibbs, Jalen Brunson said the end-of-game situations, which plays into this new narrative of they didn't work on end-of-game situations and they didn't, you know, scrimmage enough and it felt like it hurt them in their chemistry. Never mind the fact the chemistry of the starting five, they played more minutes together than any other team in the NBA, but it's the practice and the scrimmaging at practice that is really the issue with their chemistry and the end-of-game situations, which I have to admit, from an observer, and I don't know, you tell me. Yes, they blew game one against the Indiana Pacers. But if the rest of the entire postseason, they were built on being the better team at the end of game situations. I'm sorry. Did I miss something? Did I miss the 21-0 run against the Pistons and then everything from beyond end of game situations down 20? Against the Celtics in consecutive games on the road in Boston, sealing the deal. Did we think that the Knicks had an end of game situation when Bridges was ripping the ball out of Jed Brown's hand in the last possession of the game, or blocking Tatum's pass? Did we feel like end-of-game situations were a problem for this team until they blew the same lead that the Bucks have blown, that the Cavs have blown, that the Oklahoma City Thunder have blown? Now, all of a sudden, end-of-game situations is something that was just absolutely weighing the Knicks down, and it's because this coach didn't work on it. And despite our disdain for ownership and the Knicks organization, it feels like right now, and no better example than how we are talking about this coaching search, that finally, in Mike Brown and Taylor Jenkins, has started to incorporate people who are capable of taking the job if they want it. But why are we so quick to defend this organization? Some of the media, I mentioned Charles Barkley and the idea that, you know, he was laughing at the Knicks, Shams is laughing at the Knicks, but when you get closer around here, Evan, bunch of different people, I saw it on public media, on national media as well, the idea that, well, when you talk to five, the number's so ridiculous because now you can't dispute the idea that you're just knocking on doors, right? That was the first criticism. Well, listen, it's still a plan. You have to have a big-time search. You have to have, cast a wide net. That's the plan. You know, you lose your coach. Nobody else is looking for a coach, right? And they've got plenty of candidates, so you go looking around. Never mind ask. They're asking for Kidd. They're asking for, Finch, who did a great job in Minnesota. They're doing their due diligence. Then the number got so big, and especially when it opens it up to, Quinn Snyder, who has not really been, the Hawks have had their issues, including this season, where they underachieved from what we thought they would be at the start of the year. Now the number is so big that we're talking about, well, they wouldn't do this. And we got this, I didn't recognize it immediately when Duncan said it last night. Duncan the Dominator likes to call us up, but he said, well, they have a coach in mind. And now that's the new theory. The new theory is this has gotten so ridiculous with how many people they're asking who are currently under contract, and names like Quinn Snyder, who we don't even think are good coaches or someone they would hire even if he wanted to be the next Knicks head coach, that they're just doing something. But ultimately, there's a plan behind the curtain. They have a answer somewhere deep. They wouldn't go through all this if they weren't coming at it from a position of strength, with a real answer ready to go. And they're only doing all of this nonsense because why not? They've got time. There's no other coaching search going on. Never mind that the draft is right around the corner and, you want to have stability in this franchise that's lacked it for two decades plus. But that's okay. They've got time and they've got good candidates waiting in the wings who could take the job, like Mike Brown. They've got all these guys with success in their background. And so it's, they needed to fire Tibbs because they didn't scrimmage. They needed to fire Tibbs because the entire postseason they were the best team on the court at the end of game situations, except for one, which cost them the series, and clearly that's a major problem now. And, well, listen, they're going to knock on some doors. It makes sense. Those are good coaches. Oh, five, you say? Five teams? Five. And Quinn Snyder? That was one of them? Well, I mean, well, we all know that's not real, right? I mean, so they're coming at it with a position of strength. Like, it's unbelievable to me that we are bending over backwards instead of just saying, what are we doing?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That's what we should be saying about the New York Knicks right now. Nothing else but what are they doing? And I'm losing confidence by the day. And if Mike Brown is the candidate, look, Mike Brown has had history in this league. He coached LeBron James. He's been a winning coach. The first 2 years with the Kings were extremely successful before being fired on the third. He's been around the league. He's a decent head coach. Jenkins, Tyler Jenkins, the other name that's been mentioned right now that they're zeroing in on. Again, we'll find out what we have to hear about it tomorrow. But did a really good job with Memphis. Developed young players. Maybe a little bit more offensively, you know, imaginative than Tibbs is. That's a decent enough hire. Did a nice job. 40 years old, young man, opportunity to grow. I think Jason Kidd is still on the forefront of this, but it's just amazing. Every day we get new reports that make less and less sense, and we get more and more of the garden narrative that people are latching onto, that it's one thing. And I know... And I, you know, I understand I'm the Yankee shill, and I understand we all have our things. I'm the Yankee shill for an organization that it's not 25 years since they've gotten to their last, you know, American League Championship Series. It's not 20 years of being the inept franchise in all of sports. I give credit to the New York Yankees because of how well they're run and what's gone on over the last 30 years. And sure, there's room for improvement, clearly, and there's absolutely room for detractors and disappointment. As with every other organization in this team, even the Mets. The Rangers have had a great run of it, a lot of playoff runs, one playoff series how many years in a row, how many game sevens did Henrik Lundqvist play in and win? I mean, it's been a great run, but ultimately no cup. And right now, Kreider just got traded, you know, worried about their GM. Every franchise has its issues in this town. We don't even have to get to the football teams. But it feels like right now, because the Tibbs thing is so controversial, and the people who buy into the fact that he had to go, he needed to go, they will excuse everything else that is happening after. And we're being fed the stories of, well, he didn't scrimmage. I mean, what kind of coach doesn't scrimmage? Very atypical in the NBA. Oh, they didn't work on end-of-game situations. Didn't work on end-of-game situations? And maybe I'm wrong. Please call me up and tell me. Game one of the Indiana Pacers series was a disgrace. It's a game you can't lose. Totally agree. The Pacers did it to every other team they played, and the New York Knicks won how many games specifically at the end of game situations? What was the Knick mantra all year long or all postseason long? What was the mantra? What did we say at the start of every game, throughout every game? What was on the tip of our tongues at every turn the entire postseason? Keep it close. That's all we said going into the games against the Boston Celtics. If they could just find a way to keep it close, keep it close. They've got Mr. Clutch. They've got the best closer in basketball. They did it. Anytime they stayed close, they won the game except for one, and now we're getting end-of-game situations. And I'll be totally fair. Again, we'll get through it. We'll play the sound. That's not just me saying it. It's not just, you know, the media saying it. That's Jalen Brunson saying it. And for this guy who clearly wanted to keep the coach, Josh Hart, the same thing, they just gave you the garden lines as well. He was great. He was great for me personally. He was great for our career. He was great for our team. And anybody who has anything negative to say about what he previously did, you all are crazy. We should absolutely praise the man while we're not going to talk about whether or not who should replace him or where we're going to go forward with it. Let's just focus on the idea. And I was less inclined to take that podcast seriously when I found out Evan said today that he talked to Josh Hart, and Josh Hart told him that the Knicks have some sort of, you know, editorial control over what is said on that podcast. So they're in a very difficult spot, and all they want to talk about is what has happened already, because that's the positive nature of Tibbs. That's the story we want out right now. Tibbs was a great coach. Tibbs could no longer be the coach. Tibbs did certain things, like didn't play the bench and now didn't scrimmage during practice and didn't work on end of game situations. And that speaks directly to what exactly? To the one game you lost? How about the six you won with end-of-game situations? It's just baffling to me that this team, and I know Leon Rose is running the show, and so he gets a lot of the credit here, and he's still apparently in charge of this, so we want to give him credit, but we are defending the Knicks from firing their most successful head coach in forever, and then going on a search that makes absolutely no freaking sense, and making us look ridiculous, and yet I get the feeling we're dying to defend it because we fell in love with the group over the last 2 years. A group led by the coach that we all deem now had to go. The Knicks situation is a mess, and I just don't understand why we're not all universally saying it. I don't understand why we're defending it. And I don't understand why we're buying into all this stuff that clearly is coming out of the garden to try and make the former coach look bad when, I'm sorry, end of game situations, when that's how they got to where they were for the first time in 25 years, is something I find tough to swallow. 888-808-1019. We'll continue with our Knick talk, looking for the next head coach. Do we really believe Mike Brown is someone that would make a difference with this team or would be a good hire, as it sounds like they're zeroing in on him and Jenkins? The Johnny Bryan talk hasn't been anywhere since the immediacy of the firing of Tibbs. Where is this coaching search going? Is Jason Kidd still the top candidate? now that they've started to incorporate people who can actually take the job, what do we think about Jenkins and Brown or any other candidate that could be out there? And why the hell are we so quick to defend an organization that we all know has had issues throughout the year, except during the time of the head coach that was just fired? 888-808-1019. We'll get to the Senga injury because, again, as I said, frustrating injury, a guy who clearly dealt with it all last year, a calf injury that cost him time last year, another soft tissue injury from a pitcher. It's not an arm, thankfully. I know Pete Alonso felt bad. Another example of Pete Alonso's one sort of kryptonite here with his inability to consistently get accurate throws to first base. But here's the main point with the Mets, and we'll get into it as we go through the show here. 888-808-1019. Every time I talk about the Mets, there's only one thing to say. They are building and have built the best starting rotation in baseball. And whether it's what we saw from Peterson, what we continue to see from Griffin Canning, their weak spot is McGill in his last outing. He had a no-hitter through six. Like, they have built. They have Blackburn in the wings. They've got Manaea coming back. They've got Montas coming back. And although that might not sound sexy, I don't care who they're bringing back. Any other viable arm that they believed in at any point over the last 2 years is going to make me feel like he's going to step in and be successful. So you've got a Met team right now with the best record in baseball. And for any other team, we've seen the Dodgers get killed by the pitching and it hurt them. God knows the Yankees have had two difficult injuries that have hurt them in the rotation. It just feels like the Mets right now are the one team. They won the game. It got close in the ninth. Diaz came in and, you know, walked a batter, but was able to get through that ninth inning. It just feels like the Mets are the one team who can absorb a loss like the best pitcher in your rotation. And we're not sure how long it's going to be with a hamstring strain. He's going to go on the IL. We're not sure how severe. But, I mean, it's minimum a month. Minimum. They're the one team in baseball right now immune to the idea of losing their ace for a month and feeling like not only are they in a, it's not just because they have a division lead. It's not just because they have the best record in baseball. It's not just that we feel like they're capable of treading water until he gets back, or, you know, they'll be okay in the meantime. No, they're the one team in baseball where it feels like they are not only capable of treading water and dealing and getting by with an injury to their starting rotation, an injury to the top of their starting rotation, they feel like they're an organization right now who is capable of thriving. Plug and play at an ability that no other team in baseball has. In comes Blackburn, in comes Manaea, in comes Montas. And you have time to make sure Kodai Senga, who, you know, pitches better on rest, who hasn't thrown a lot of innings, clearly last year hardly threw any, it might end up being a blessing in disguise to limit how many innings he throws and get him ready for October, where this team is clearly going. 888-808-1019. We'll get to the Met lineup as well, as there are two key figures in the Met lineup. One that makes them longer, and one that is clearly an impact bat that are changing how we feel about this Met lineup over the last week or so. And no, one of them is not Juan Soto. Believe it or not, I know I'm a Yankee fan. He's not my first thought. I know that's hard for all of you to deal with. And the New York Yankees, without Aaron Judge, without Jazz Chisholm, find a way to score one run with Reyes stumbling and bumbling on his way home. But it's good enough with Will Warren and the rest of the bullpen and an easy, effortless, stress-free ninth from Devin Williams, which was good to see. And the Yankees sweep the Kansas City Royals and get ready, which we're going to spend some time on here over the course of the next 2.5 hours or so, get ready for the rematch in Boston against the Red Sox, their biggest rival, who has now won the next series as well as they took care of the Tampa Bay Rays. It is time, with both Rodon and Fried going this weekend against the Red Sox. Believe it or not, you know me, I'll put it out there. I want to see a series win. This is not one of those series that I'll say, like, it's meaningless. It's not meaningless. They got pounded by the Boston Red Sox. They're throwing their two best pitchers in this series up in Fenway, coming off a three game sweep against the Kansas City Royals, it's time to go into Fenway and make them...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Feel it.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
All right, 228. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. 888-808-1019 on this Friday morning. That means I'll be with you again tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Saturday show. Looking forward to that again this weekend. They're looking to reschedule a rain delay. So here, Eddie, if you're listening, they're looking to reschedule one of the earlier rainouts of the season and add another game to my son's baseball league. So I'm going to miss the first game of the year because I think they're going to do it at 10 a.m. So there you go, Eddie. If you're listening, you can give other people, you can call up other hosts and tell them I'm complaining about the Saturday shift because I'm going to miss my son's little league game tomorrow. I try and please everyone. Even the critics. 888-808-1019. And another critic of mine is here to start the show. Duncan in Newark. What's up, Duncan?
What's goody, Big Mac? How are you this evening?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Okay. So I was going to let you off the hook, but you begged me for domination.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm here to dominate. I'd like to make 2 points if you allow me.
Sure.
I want to talk in-the-game execution and Magic Johnson versus Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
I'm just going to smash your whole in-the-game point because those are individual plays. You look at the plays that Mikal Bridges made in the Celtics series, and you already mentioned in your monologue, Jalen Brunson was the clutch player of the year. So the team stand close. Yeah, that's cool, but we had the best player end of game in the whole league. So, you watch the game, Tibbs didn't call a lot of plays. He was all ISO, and Jalen Brunson got an award for being the best player in crunch time. So, That's not the thing.
Success is meaningless. So how are you going to get better? My point is, they went through a postseason where they dominated in the fourth quarter and end of game situations in almost every game exclusively, except for one. So give me a coach who's going to come in with a game plan who, what, now he has to use your favorite word, dominate. He has to dominate the end of game situations in every playoff game to justify being better than Tibbs? Because what happened in the postseason. What happened in the playoffs is the Knicks were the better team at the end of game situations almost exclusively.
The Knicks were the better team in end of game situations because they had the best end of game player. See, I think it's about the team staying close and then saying, we have the best player on the floor. Give the ball to Brunson. He's going to take us home. You've been dominating. You got to accept that L.
Accepting the L. Because again, what if a coach comes in and changes it and they're not as successful? The point is to be successful, is it not? Was this Tibbs team not successful at end of game situations?
They were definitely successful at end of game
situations. Boom, dominated. Thank you very much, Duncan. On to your second.
No, not even.
No, I appreciate the effort. You did a nice job. Next point.
Stop it. They had individual play. Jalen, so you're telling me that Tibbs coached Jalen Brunson to be the clutch player?
Yeah, I mean, yes, exactly right. You want to hear Brunson talking about the development that he had under Coach Tibbs? Because he wasn't the clutch player in Dallas. He wasn't the clutch player before becoming with Tibbs. Josh Hart was a fledgling player in the NBA before coming to Tibbs. Julius Randle was signed by the Knicks just to be traded before being coached by Tibbs. I mean, we can go on and on with all the players who developed under Tibbs. So when I say did Tibbs have something to do with Jalen Brunson becoming the best closer in the game? Not only do I feel that way, so does Jalen Brunson.
Jalen Brunson is a very humble player, okay. A very humble person because of how he did what he did. I can just as many players as you can name that developed under Tibbs. I can give you other teams of players that didn't develop under Tibbs. And I can tell you how Tibbs has a reputation for not developing young players,
what happened in Chicago? Rose,
you talking about
Butler.
Derrick Rose?
Rose,
number
Butler.
One pick.
Noah,
number one. Derrick Rose was the number one pick.
And number one picks never fail.
What you're saying is
the failures are his, the successes are the players. That's what you're saying. And thank you very much for the call, Duncan. It's the same narrative everyone has about coaches in general. Well, I mean, yes, were they successful in end of game situations? Well, yes, they were, but it's because of the players. Okay. It's not like he was running plays or anything. Okay. So then the players were at fault in the one game situation that they lost. So why don't we change all the players? Oh, you can't, so you got to fire the coach. Okay, that makes sense. And then I give you all the players that he developed, the players that turned around the franchise, Julius Randle, Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, Hartenstein. Where was Hartenstein before he became a New York Knick? He was the backup big to Mitch Robinson. And then what happened? No, he's got a reputation for not developing players. Noah, Rose, Butler, they all came up under Tibbs. All of them. Did Deuce McBride not get better under Tibbs? Deuce McBride was a defensive prospect, and he's become an all-around basketball player under Tibbs, no? Come on. I'm sorry. You can't tell me, well, yes, they were successful despite him. Because, again, how many end-of-game situations were they the better team in the postseason? How many? I mean, almost exclusively. If you bring in another head coach and tell me that's one of the things he needs to change, well, that's a pretty freaking high bar to get better at. He literally has to be the team, the Knicks have to be the best team in end-of-game situations in every postseason game. Otherwise, Tibbs did just as well. Roscoe in Brooklyn. What's up, Roscoe?
C-Mac, you're freestyling tonight, C-Mac. Who did the Knicks lose to last year in the second round?
The Indiana Pacers.
Who did they lose to this year in the third round?
I think we're all aware, the Indiana Pacers.
Okay, so my man Tibbs couldn't get over the hump. We got rid of Hartenstein. We got rid of whoever we're complaining about that we got rid of. And we brought Mikhail and K-Town. We brought whoever. He had a seven rotation. Broski, he didn't do it last year. He couldn't do it this year. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, he's gone, right? I'm under the impression that you're upset that Tibbs is gone. You know?
I am. I am under that impression.
Why?
Why? Because of his success.
So who do you want? So who do you want?
I want Tibbs.
Okay. But he couldn't get us.
No, he didn't. He didn't.
C-Mac.
I don't believe he couldn't.
Hear me out.
He didn't. Okay.
C-Mac. Hear me out, baby.
I'm listening to
you. Bro. He didn't get us back. He didn't get us. And listen, granted, we got hurt last year, right?
Yep.
So this year, Jalen Brunson was healthy.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
He scrambled in the third round with subbing Josh Hart and starting Mitch Robinson, correct?
You don't have to ask me all the questions we know the answers to. Just keep going.
But you he didn't. He hasn't won. He's never won.
Okay. And give me the coach they're looking at right now who has.
You know who's coming. You know who's pulling up.
Who's coming?
Relax. Wait till the NBA Finals is over.
Who's coming? No, you know. So that's a question that doesn't have an easy answer to. You've asked me a lot of questions that are pretty much, you know.
Yeah,
but who's coming?
Your script at 4 in the morning, 3 in the morning is the same thing that everyone else has been complaining about and saying that the Knicks don't have a plan. But I thought you was going to come different tonight.
No, well, I've been saying the non-plan
forever. We already
forever.
Know we're, the Knicks are just waiting for the NBA Finals to be over with.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, sure. Defend them.
He couldn't beat Indiana, C-Mac.
Yeah.
2 years in a row.
Oh, 2 years in a row. Okay, 2 years in a row. Okay.
It's the truth. So
you're going to fire Oklahoma City and Dagnall, right? Because he's a favorite.
No.
He won 68
Oklahoma.
Games. He can't get over the Indiana Pacers.
Oklahoma's got a young team.
So?
Right now, we're all in.
They played one year together with this group. 1 year. And he took them farther than any team.
We lost last year in the second round to the same team.
I understand that.
And we only got by the second round because Tatum got hurt. Yay or nay?
Oh, my God. That's it. Now I'm hanging up on you. Goodbye. Thank you very much. That's it. I'm out of here now. That's where I draw the line. One, every time I try and speak, you just yell my name, which I appreciate. But no thank you. Now, they only got by Boston because they lost Tatum. Like, I mean, are we serious? They were up 3-1. They blew 20-point leads twice in Boston with Tatum. Don't give me that crap. And this was the first year with this group. Stop trying to justify just by saying he didn't win. Where's they want Jason Kidd. Where has he won? Where is the championship rings? He coached the Milwaukee Bucks. They moved on from him. 2 years later, they won after him. And I want Jason Kidd. But explain now that they fired Tibbs, but explain to me how he's going to get them over the hump. That's it. That's my point. You're just pointing at the idea that Tibbs didn't. Okay, a lot of coaches didn't. A lot of coaches haven't. A lot of the names we're talking about, Jenkins hasn't won a damn thing. He got them past the Boston Celtics, who I'm sure you told me I'm sure you thought in the moment, Roscoe, had absolutely no chance of beating. I'm sure you went into that. You were probably one of the many Knicks fans who called me up and said, it doesn't even matter they're beating the Pistons. It's embarrassing. It's going six. Tibbs should be fired that it's even going 6 games in the series. They're going to get absolutely manhandled by Boston. Then they beat Boston, and you got to go with, Tatum got hurt in the last minutes of a game they were winning in game four. in the final minutes of a game four to send them up 3-1, that's when you're going to tell me they lost because of Tatum. And now they can't get by the Pacers twice. The Pacers may very well go on to win an NBA championship and beat the most dominant team in the league this year. You're going to point to that as something where he needed to be fired because he couldn't beat the maybe, possibly, NBA champions? Then every coach in the league should be fired. I mean, you get the impression that I'm not happy with the Tibbs firing. Yeah, I'm not. And then I'm giving you the same narrative of you know, the idea that this is a mess, this search, and that they don't have a plan. Yeah, because they don't. And I'm shocked that a diehard Knicks fan who seems so critical of the coach is willing to defend the organization like at this level. Oh, wait until the NBA Finals are over. They've put in requests with 5 different teams before the NBA Finals is over. Five. Including a coach in Quinn Snyder, who I wouldn't even consider a candidate if he didn't have a job. And so what does people say to that? When I say, when I or anybody else would say, Quinn Snyder, who the hell, why would you bother asking for Quinn Snyder? Now it's some sort of proof that this whole thing is just a facade. It's an elaborate plan, and they're throwing this in our face to disguise us or to hide the idea of what they're really trying to do. Are we serious? That's what we're giving an organization who hasn't been able to find water falling off of a boat for 20 years before the coach they just fired got here. And now when they fire him and it looks like dysfunction again, we're going to go with, well, I mean, listen, this is all just pay no attention to what's in the other hand. They're just showing you all this nonsense, Quinn Snyder. That's the real key. That's the tip-off. Now you know it's fake. Yeah, it's fake. It's fake. It's all big one elaborate scheme to put people off the scent because Leon Rose moves in silence. Okay. Here's the thing, though, and this is what people don't understand. Perception's reality. What is the point? Like, let me ask you, because I'm confused by this, and you guys can call me up, 888-808-1019. Say that's true. Say they know where they're going. Wait until after the NBA Finals is over. This is all just an elaborate thing. They're doing due diligence. They have a coach in mind, but hey, you want to get as much information as possible. You ask about these coaches. You talk to them. You ask them how they perceive the Knicks. You get information about the team, what they would look to improve, and then ask the legitimate candidates questions that you learn from these coaches. Like, yeah, I know. We're going to get a bunch of different stuff. Very smart. That's what good organizations do. Blah, blah, blah. Sure, that's what it is. But let me ask you, what is the benefit of having 5 organizations tell you no? And if it is a smokescreen, which I heard Evan say, and I heard a couple of people say, well, listen, if they have a coach in mind, then I understand it. Really? Like, even the people who are critical of the situation I've heard say, well, if they have one in mind and they're doing this from a position of strength, then I understand it. Really? Because I don't. What's the benefit of being turned down publicly by 5 organizations if you're not actually interested in hiring some of the coaches you're asking for? Like, if it is a smokescreen for what they really want to do, what benefit? What is that shielding them from? What process does that make easier? What are they trying to do by being embarrassed and making whoever they hire seem like a 5th and 6th choice? What's the benefit of it? Because publicly, it's undermining the coach. Publicly, it's questioning all of our belief in what they're doing. What is the point? How do they benefit from this? Even if you think, like, you know, Duncan uses the term due diligence. Evan's talking about a tiered plan that you go through and check all the boxes. If checking the boxes make you look stupid to the rest of the NBA world, it doesn't help you. It doesn't help you. And it doesn't matter under certain circumstances. If they hire the right coach and he comes in and does the right job and is perfect and fits them like a glove and takes them to the next level, then it won't matter all this process. Totally agree. And if they hire a a disaster of a head coach. Maybe we'll still just go, that was a, we'll probably kill this process, but we'll also just say, you know, they just picked a terrible head coach. But like, and it won't matter because he wouldn't be able to do a good job no matter what circumstance you picked. You could have picked him first. He could have been the guy you went right to. If it doesn't work with the team and it's a disaster, then it's a disaster. But if there's that coach where it could be really good or it could be too much for him, we're making this very difficult. For what? What is the point? That's what I don't understand. What's the point? Oh, it's a smokescreen. A smokescreen for what? Who's trying to suss out what they're doing? Where's the nefarious character that they need to shield this process from? What's the point? Because it's making them look foolish. And whoever they hire, unless it's one of these names, unless it's Jason Kidd, he's going to go in as someone who's a third or fifth or sixth choice. Now, again, and this was another point Evan made, that he's been the second choice for jobs. You know, we probably all have. And that doesn't mean we can't do our job. To my point, if he's the right coach, it won't matter. I'm fully on board with that. If they make the right hire, this is all saber rattling, and you know, I got pissed off for nothing for a week. I'm well aware of that. It's my job. I understand that. If they hire the right coach, which I hope they still can, and I'm not eliminating that from a possibility, then none of this will matter. But right now, they're making the coach come in, and whether or not he's okay with handling that pressure, like, it's still the point that that's going to be the perception. And that's a lot louder. And it's a lot more difficult. And if they hire a right basketball coach who's not good with the media, or a right basketball coach who struggles with this outside, like, who knows? It doesn't make any sense to me why you would make this job more difficult for the guy coming in, because he's going to have less of a leash. And it's already a job that has a NBA finals or bust. Think of what our last caller just said. Like, he puts it perfectly. They have to beat the Indiana Pacers, right? That's it. Tibbs got fired because back-to-back years he couldn't beat the Indiana Pacers. So you're telling me next year there's a world where they hire a head coach and the defending NBA champions, the Indiana Pacers, are there in the Eastern Conference Finals. If they lose that series, it's unacceptable? That's a tough job. That's what you're saying. He couldn't beat the Indiana Pacers, so he had to go. And now next year, you might be taking on the Indiana Pacers, who just made a championship run. And you have to beat them, otherwise, he just did the same thing you fired the last coach for. Jason in Waterbury. What's up, Jason?
Hey, yo, Chris, great to talk to you, bro. How are you, man?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Listen, those first two calls, I feel bad for you, man. Those guys are brutal, and they know nothing about basketball. Here's the deal, right? I love Thibodeau. He should still be the head coach of this team. It's going to be hard for the next guy, even if it's Kidd who's played this game. It's going to be hard for him to come in here and get Karl Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson to, first of all, play pick-and-roll defense against a team like Indiana, who's got a ton of depth. I don't even think Jason Kidd can do that, and he's not a defensive head coach. These guys in the NBA in this league today, Chris, you're asking veteran players who make $50 million to play defense, something these guys don't do. What are the Knicks going to do? They're going to go out and trade Anthony Towns and try to get Kevin Durant in here, who's 36, who, yeah, he could score the basketball and he'd be a big-time scorer in the fourth quarter to help Brunson out, but the fact that Thibodeau got fired, it's an embarrassment, and he got a complete raw deal. You're not going to get these guys to come in here and get these guys, veteran players, to play pick-and-roll defense. And Anthony Towns, he's not a great athlete. He needs to drop about 25 pounds. Really, seriously, I'm not trying to disrespect him, but you know that. Those callers, they're brutal, those two guys, man.
Thank you for the call, Jason. That's more to the point, though. Your final point about just Karl Anthony Towns not being a good defender, Jalen Brunson not being a good defender, that's more to the point than getting guys to buy in and don't play defense. Because, listen, you know, a game on December 13th, yeah, you might find lack of defensive effort. I watched the NBA playoffs. I don't see a lack of defensive effort. I watched the Detroit Pistons play their ass off. Like, we watch the Oklahoma City Thunder defensively play their ass off. Like, defense is played in the NBA. It's a complete misconception. On a night-by-night basis, maybe not the same as it used to be. That's fair. Right? We talk about load management, different things. I mean, load, you know, it's funny, too. I really haven't made this point as succinctly as I will right now, but, like, we complain about load management like it's our jobs. And I know load management and rotations aren't quite the same thing, but we talk about load management and how many guys don't play and blah, 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 and then we complain about how many minutes the Knicks play. And I know it's not quite apples and apples, but still, it's not apples and oranges either. Red apples, green apples, yeah. McIntosh and Washington and Granny Smith and baked apples. I haven't had a baked apple in forever. My mom used to make them when I was young. I haven't had a baked apple where it like kind of opens like a baked potato and you throw like a dollop of whipped cream on it. Haven't had that little brown sugar. Haven't had one of those in a long time. And you know what else I've noticed? There is a candy apple shop in my town, in the town of Warwick. There is a candy apple shop. They don't make the hard red, like hard candy apples anymore. It's all chocolate and caramel, which I prefer, and they do a wonderful job. I'm not trying to knock the establishment. They do a great job of what they do, but apparently nobody buys them anymore, and you can't find them anywhere. My aunt happens to love them, so on her birthday, I go looking for them. You can't find hard red, the hard, like, you know, the candied bite into app. Nobody makes them. It's very hard to find. Most candy apples now are chocolate and caramel. Our laziness. Now nobody wants to bite into anything too hard. I don't know. But since I was talking about apples, I was thinking about that the other day. No, you can't find those hard candy apples anymore. 888-808-1019. But yeah, we complain about every... Like, it's just amazing to me how much we complain. And then, like, the end of game situation, I got someone tweeting at me now. Like, it's not just the fourth quarter, it's the final moments and, you know, side out of bounds plays, which you have yourself complained about. I absolutely have. I have complained about Tibbs and his side out of bounds plays and his getting what he wants off timeouts. Absolutely. I have complained about that. I still will complain about that in his next job. But that doesn't change the fact that they won these games down the stretch in the final moments. They make the big defensive stop, and that's what bothers me. Duncan's opinion bothers me. It's the same thing that bothers me in baseball or any other sport. We are so, like, when things good happen, well, that's supposed to happen. When bad things happen, the coach didn't prevent the bad thing from happening. It's crazy to me. We never blame the player. The Knicks are good at the end of game situations. Well, they have Jalen Brunson. Knicks are bad at the end of game situations. Why the hell isn't the coach? Well, you told me Jalen Brunson's this great end of game. Why didn't he win the game for them? It's never why didn't Brunson win the game. It's always why didn't the coach win the game. And it's never, hey, the coach won the game. It's always Brunson won the game. It's exhausting. It's the same crap. 888-808-1019. It's the same thing with baseball managers we don't like. And we forget. It was the same thing with Joe Girardi. We just hate Boone so much that we think back to Girardi with such a fond thinking because he won the World Series in his second year. But by the end of it, he was Binder Joe. He never works with his gut. He's always making decisions based on the numbers. Said the same crap. We said the same crap. Now Boone's a puppet, and every decision that goes wrong is he's at fault. It's not the players. It's not Ian Hamilton didn't get outs. It's how the hell could you expect Ian Hamilton to get outs? That's same thing with Tibbs. Same thing with Tibbs. It's not that, you know, he didn't win. You know, it's not that, you know, Brunson and the players, they didn't play defense and they didn't hit their foul shots. It's that he didn't put them in the right situation. What about all the games they won? Well, I mean, you know, the players put themselves in the right position. Gotcha.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.